WFMU.
Hello and welcome to Communication Breakdown number 8. My name is Chris T. On this Communication Breakdown, part 2 of the 2005 Mermaid Parade. I've been MC of the Mermaid Parade for 16 years, and this year's parade was the 23rd annual event, held on Surf Avenue and the Boardwalk in Coney Island, USA. This year, our King Neptune, David Johansen, and our Queen Mermaid, Carmen Guy, did a wonderful job. I brought you part one of the parade in the last Communication Breakdown. Now sit back and enjoy part two of 2005 Mermaid Parade.
Communication Breakdown. Communication Breakdown.
Oh man, look at this. Look at that. Oh, hi. How are you? Looking excellent. Beautiful. And your number is 85. Fantastic. It's the Mermaid Squad, Chris.
Why are they playing that?
Did anybody get the memo about bribes?
Nobody.
No?
I got it.
Have we gotten any alcohol?
Oh, no, it's the Mermaid Squad.
This is their, what do you call, ultrasound.
Oh, very nice. That is an unborn mermaid. Thank you.
She took it back.
Let's hear it for the Mermaid Squad.
All right.
Why did they play the Mermaid Squad theme?
I have no idea. I'm confused.
What happened to her?
Feel that breeze come up, Chris? Oh, yeah.
I'm not wearing a skirt, so no.
Judges call that a Machaya.
A Machaya?
Yes, that breeze is a Machaya.
Number 74.
I have a bribe for you.
They're right up
about
there.
Time.
And here comes the Jellyfish contingent. They are
Chief
the...
Justice. I'm taking the lionfish. Nice try, Chris.
Hey. Eek, eek.
If you there lick that are. Fish, it has psychedelic properties.
Show us your
number. Who else we got over here? Who else we got over here,
look
Kate?
They're fantastic. That's Peak no. Eek.
She's got more stuff.
What is this?
Say again, please, Kate.
What I heard, peak eek.
Peak eek.
What I heard. What number are you guys?
Pink.
Pink ink. Oh, that's what it was.
Oh, they're here every
year. Oh, pink ink. Pink ink. That's
course,
different.
That's making sense.
That's different.
What number are you guys?
Are you? Walking
I don't know. We've got a group that's
We'd
just
like
walking off
you.
On their own.
We'd like to meet
you. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
This guy. Father
Chris,
Time.
I want everyone to know that the best thing to do on January 1st is to go swimming with the Coney Island Polar Bear Club. And here they are since 1903.
It was pink ink.
Coney Island's official cold water swimmers. Number 15,
just write down
the Coney Island Polar Bear Club, preceded by Neptune and his mermaid consorts, number 23.
Let's hear it for the Coney Island Polar Bear Club.
All right.
We would just like to welcome everybody to the center of the universe, Coney Island, and to thank Dick Sagan and the crew for the best mermaid parade in the history of Coney Island. Rock on, Coney Island!
All right.
That's a penguin.
There they go, some of the craziest sons of bitches you'll ever meet. The Coney Island Polar Bear Club. Down here on January 1st.
All right.
We want push-ups. Yeah,
come
push-ups.
On in, the water's fine. Amos, are you an official polar bear now?
And here comes Amos Wengler again. Thanks for the song, Amos. Don't forget to buy a t-shirt. When you see the folks with the t-shirts, it's the easiest way to contribute to Coney Island, USA. You can wear your pride on your chest.
And it's all new for 2005.
New design, that's true. New shirts every year. Red, white, and blue. Very patriotic.
Here they come.
Very patriotic.
How many people across the street?
Number 36, Chris.
Here comes an alternatively powered vehicle. Like to see this thing on the Felt Parkway, too. Number 37, I'm told.
Number 36.
36, I'm told.
And where are you from?
We're from Coney Island. We're the Bernard family.
Bernard family from Coney Island. And here we are.
I'm really excited because this is my first time going to a mermaid parade. It's really exciting.
It is exciting, and it's exciting
just
to have
give
you
me
all
now.
Here.
Let's give him an award already.
He just won.
My name is John Bernard, and I'm having so much fun. Super, super
ask
fun.
Ask the crowd if they should win.
Thank you. Maybe
see shark.
You see, that's what we mean to our own community.
We're going to do American Idol style. See who thinks they should win.
Super fun, Mom.
They've been here since 8 o'clock in the morning.
My son John won the design contest for the Wonder Wheel 85th birthday. Yes, he was in the ribbon cutting ceremony for a couple of days.
God bless him. All right.
All right, you won. You're pushing.
All right, thanks for coming down, John Bernard and family. A crowd favorite already. The judges are loving them. Thanks for coming to the Mermaid Parade. Come on down. We got plenty more Mermaid Parade to go.
All right,
God, here comes Underdog.
Oh, no.
18. And they are the...
We're the Merv family and the Riders of the Apocalypse.
There they are, the Riders of the Apocalypse. Look at those seahorses. Just beautiful.
I hope you kids are having fun. That's all I can say. Number 21, ladies and gentlemen, tie-dyed mermaid, hippie mermaid. Come on down.
Right.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
Pass
you,
on through. We got to keep her moving.
Oh.
Sweet. Look at this one right here. Hi, baby. There she is.
All right.
Number
17.
Sorry, that's
17. Number 217. How old is she?
Get ready.
5 years old. Wow. Great.
Another repeat press.
Here comes Billy Bunko's African Voodoo Band. Hi, darling. How are you? Nice to see you once again. She's number 17.
Woo!
Doing her fabulous Dance of the Several Veils.
Sunny Susie, the Summer Sunshine Mermaid, marking her 10th anniversary at the parade from New Jersey. Thank you, Sunny
Thank you.
Susie.
All right.
I'm giving her a prize.
Step forth.
Billy Bunga.
African High Life Voodoo Band.
Let me say hello to Billy. Let me say hello to Billy. I haven't seen him in years.
Number 24, look at this family of fine mermaids, and they are from...
Billy Bungo. Billy Bungo.
They're from Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Manhattan. Woo! All right.
All the boroughs checking in today.
Yes, they are.
Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens.
Where's Queens? We have
Staten Island. We had someone here from Long Island City. We had folks here from Long Island City.
All right. Ladies, number... 1967? I don't think so. Oh, they're from the Summer of Love, 1967.
Oh, wow. And I was 5 years old that summer. I wasn't getting any love.
I wasn't conical shaped in those years.
Aren't they like the cohorts of
but
Louis the Lilac?
Look psychedelic.
Ladies, don't fall down on anything.
She's got those glasses you see in that Monterey pop movie.
Thanks for coming to the Mermaid Parade.
All right.
Who's next? We got some Little Mermaids coming this way, Kay.
Step forth, ladies.
Whoa.
Look at the style. All right.
Stop for a moment, girls. Girls.
Step right
girls,
up, girls,
stop and turn towards the judges. They want to see your beautiful faces.
What number do we have here? Number 27.
Wow.
Number 27. Look at those costumes. Look at those smiles.
They're mermaids in training.
Mermaids.
Judges. Where are you from, kids?
I like.
Where are you from?
Who's
from Manhattan.
All the way from Manhattan, and they are not catting.
That's it.
Nice group of mermaids you got there. Thanks for coming down, ladies.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
I forgot.
All right.
Kay, what was the number of that last group?
27. Number 27. And now number 142.
Who are you with again?
Me.
Here we have
Ben,
the...
Chill.
The Flatbush Floozies.
I was waiting for the Floozies. They're here?
They are right in front of you.
Hello, Floozies. Again, bribes? They look like bribes for the judges.
I need whiskey real bad.
First group that comes up here with some whiskey is going to win something.
Single malt, Irish, Scottish, I don't care, American.
You'll take a blend?
I will take a blend this year.
All right, here she is with the two little ones. And they are number 30, number 30.
What's wrong?
What a poser.
Ruby Luna and the Sea Poets.
All right, they're looking good. Just, well, thank you, darling. Okay.
Come on down, the judges want to see you. This is where the action is.
Chris, I'm going to guess that number 25 must be the Fermaids. Would have to be, can only be the Fermaids.
You're right, Kay. They are the Fermaids.
And you're from where, kids?
They're from
Fermosa.
Where are you from?
It takes big cojones to wear that fake fur on a hot day like today.
On a day like today. Number 33, they're saying arg, and they are the... They're the Make It Up Mermaid Pirates. From Rhode Island, all right.
Rhode Island, my sister lives there.
When the sponsor banners go by, you can just announce.
Okay, Puzzles Bar of Coney Island.
Is that another sponsor right there? Let's see that banner. What do you got there?
And here comes the Mermaid Soul
Puzzles
Train.
Puzzles Bar, they are.
It's the Soul Train.
Where's Don Cornelius? Come on.
Step along, ladies and gentlemen, of the Mermaid Soul Train.
Hey, this guy's already got punched in the eye. It's early. See that? He's already got a black eye.
He's got a nice barber tan.
It's not even 4 o'clock.
And don't forget,
bribes.
Dino's Wonder Wheel, go up, it's great.
Oh, it's a ukulele. The anniversary.
Your banner's dragging a bit, kid. You want to hoist that thing? Carry it proudly.
The reviewing stand is down here, folks.
She's under alcohol.
We'll be wanting you to step right along, please. Never mind Fox News, just come down to the reviewing stand. Thank you.
Who we got next, Kay? Yeah, I'm going to ask the photographers if you can to kind of clear out of the way of the parade.
Or at least dress better.
Or at least stand over here.
Who are these people? What are they?
Okay,
what is this,
number...
Chris? Help me here.
They don't know. And they don't know where they're from or who they are, but there they are. They're infinity. Yes, they're heading that way right now.
Thanks for coming to the parade.
All right.
Oh, this is a good pass, dude.
Well, he's not the parade. Making sure we're all... Okay, your number is...
Yeah, he already attacked you.
Wait a minute. You came by twice. You can't do that.
There's no second go-rounds at the Mermaid Parade.
No, we're not going to put up with that. Oh, we don't want to see that either. That's terrible.
Kay, I think we can see these folks tomorrow, too, right? At another parade?
It's possible.
Chris, get this guy's number.
What's your number?
What number, baby? The Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
Looking very cute.
Nice job. Nicely done.
All right, let's get this float moving here.
Is it Mark?
Oh, there's plenty more parade to come.
Mark,
what's up?
Is he one of the floats that Coney Island USA kind of helps?
No, I don't think
no?
so. I'm not sure. David, Linda has a question. But I'm 99% sure now.
Let's give it a shove.
All right,
let's get her moving.
USA, or he did that all of
why does the box say Rocky
number 76
Ranch?
On Blaze.
Are you?
Wow, it's what's it?
Look at those moves.
It's Roller Girl.
Roller Mermaid.
I think you know we'll be at float.
Number 76, showing off some style and some moves at the Mermaid Parade.
She be styling.
Hi, what's your number?
Hello.
Hey, stop.
The judges want to know who you
are. 76.
Number 76.
Stop yelling at me, I encourage you.
Chris, number 214. Let's look at number 214 right here. With the tiara and the wand. She's looking great. Wave your wand, honey.
Number 214.
There
she How old?
Looking great.
How old is she?
Okay, kids, let's go.
How old is she?
Do we know how old the child is? Does anybody know? 4 years old.
4-year-old mermaid number 214.
Now
and
this is what
number 34 and 31.
Have they joined forces?
Where are you all from?
To make 65?
I believe that's cute.
Well, we assume that. Where are you from?
Melly and Gina? Is that who's up there? Brooklyn? Brooklyn, did she say? I hope Marty Markowitz isn't still around.
Chris, number 40, the Red Hat Sexy Mamas are here.
From the Red Hat Society?
I think so, yes, indeed. And they're looking real foxy, especially this one right here. Hi, baby, how are you?
What are you all about?
Didn't know I'm talking to her.
Is that some kind of sexual term I don't know about? What is that?
You'll get to wear the red hat one day, Chris. Well, you and the Red Wings are, don't you?
I'm going to say.
Hi, baby. How are you? Oh, there they are.
We're working blue here, Kay.
You got your sunscreen, honey bun? I certainly hope so. Everybody got their sunscreen?
I'm not wearing any.
All right. Hi there. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask again that you try to stay on the other side of the barricades and stay out of the way of the parade as it moves down Surf Avenue. I know we got a lot of parade creep. It goes on every year.
We have some of our karaoke fans out here just enjoying the parade.
This guy's for the football game.
Give us a wave, all of y'all. All right. Nice to see you.
Fans of Que Sera here.
And number 32, look at this little pumpkin right here. Hold it, please. Hold it up.
The Mulhall Mermaids. Thank
right.
you.
There she is. She's looking
nice
she's
parasol.
And King Neptune, of course. And here they are, Monty Python swam a lot. Enjoying the day.
They know God.
The knights who say knee. It's the lady in the lake. Have you brought us a shrubbery? think the reviewing stand is built for all these people? Oh, I'm getting spanked. It's a first. The sirens have shown up. Did you say you're virgins?
Yes, I'm the leader of the virgins. I'm Zeus. And my virgins have been very naughty. They need to be spanked immediately.
I'm spanking. Oh, this just feels so good. Oh, give them a prize. Give them some kind of prize.
Give them something, but just get them the hell out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Swam-a-lot. It's a first, virgins at the mermaid parade.
So they say.
I think I'll hear naughty too. And now you're caught, see? Oh, I felt some bottoms. It's been a good day. Saucy bottoms. Thanks for coming.
Hello. You see the moon, the earth?
Oh, they got the killer rabbit and everything.
See the earth? I don't understand it.
I love it.
Hey, what's his number?
Can we end the parade now?
Yes. All right.
Everybody to Chris's house.
Yes.
Chris, they all know each other from Burning Man Festival.
Oh, where all those crazy people go out to the desert?
Yes.
Yes. And do lots of drugs. Yes, I know about the Burning Man thing.
Here's the gentleman who can drive a 20-penny spike into the center of his head, yet he feels no pain.
All right. Good way to get iron in your diet. That's what Fredini would say if he was here.
All right.
Hey, are the Swam-a-lot girls coming to the Mermaid Ball? That's all I want to know. You're coming to the Mermaid Ball? Okay, good.
Number 167, Neptune and Mermaid. How beautiful they are.
All right. Very nice, beautiful outfits.
Look at these ladies.
Have you heard about comedy?
From Dallas, Texas, Chris.
They're better. They're actually funnier.
From Dallas, number 213. Bless you all.
Dallas, Texas?
Yes, they...
All the way to Brooklyn, New York?
But they will bear no responsibility for you, no one.
We gotta know about this. We gotta know.
Billionaires for Bush are here, Dick Higgins.
Who can I give a bribe to? I have to buy one.
Yay!
The judges.
Where are the communists for Kerry?
Where's the yacht that says luxury condos? And eminent domain.
The ship of affordable housing is going under. They're bailing as fast as they can. Oh my God.
Where's the booze?
Refined spirits only. Refined spirits.
Yeah, where are the refined
spirits? How many times do I have to say it?
Thank you so much.
Finally. Oh, Chris, we got something.
All right.
Pathetic, but.
Moving right along.
Okay. Who wants a bride?
Ladies and gentlemen, number 42. When you fish, practice safe fish, please, at all times.
All right, thanks for coming.
What? Where are you from? From here, New York. I'm here in New York. What neighborhood?
Maybe you'll get a prize.
Thanks again.
First ladies, rejoice, of course.
What do you want, rum, vodka?
You guys got to go now.
Go.
Thanks.
The church ladies for choice.
We appreciate it. Thank you. It's duly noted.
I think the Randy.
Keep them moving. Thank you. Goodbye. Thanks for coming.
When you fish, practice safe fish. That's all we have to say.
Hey, you swam a lot, ladies. I got condoms.
All right.
Where's the older guys in the crowd? Where are you, fellas?
All right.
Hey, Kay, I see the fire department over here. Let's hear a little shout out for the fire department.
Yeah.
They'll hose you down.
I'm waiting for that. Step forward, number 43.
The
6-0. The 6-0 here.
The Merry Mermaids, the Botswine Bacchus crew.
I love the color. Nothing better than colorful lingerie, huh?
Absolutely.
Lingerie,
step
colorful.
Forward,
they brought a box of wine.
Oh my God,
that's
look
glass.
At that. Ready for
a
the
box
fire.
Of wine.
Yay! Watch it, baby.
Whoa. Oh, they'll twitch it. They'll twatch it. We'll all get to watch it.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, there must be jello because Jan don't shake like that.
I'm feeling a breeze.
All right, they've got the captain captive. They are number 44.
I get more action during the mermaid parade than you could possibly imagine. Oh.
Some flash. Watch yourselves. Here we
Someone
go.
Get a picture of this, please. Mm. Very nice. What's your number, gal? Number 44.
You know, Chris, in every parade...
Those are her measurements, too. It's amazing.
In every parade, some guy has got to dress up like a woman. I'm getting tired of it.
I thought that was your job.
Oh, my God. But here they are, the drag maids of the Red Sea.
Is that a female behind me?
I don't want to think about what's going on.
Yeah, oh,
they're looking so beautiful.
Does it really matter? At this point in a parade, it doesn't even matter.
From Williamsburg, there they are, bringing the red tide with them.
Holy hipsters, Batman. We're in Williamsburg.
There ain't nobody left but MFAs in Williamsburg. Oh, my God.
What is the? I know what the F stands for. What's the...
Floyd MFA.
The M and the F.
Do they have a number?
And look at this dude.
Beautiful costumes. Nicely done.
Look what the net dress.
I'd probably kiss all of you if I could get there.
Oh.
Only in Williamsburg, or maybe in Red Hook. You never know.
My parents grew up in Williamsburg.
Nice cleavage group.
Thank you, ladies.
Nicely done on the cleavage.
Excellent,
thanks.
Excellent breast
What's
presentation.
There? What's in there?
As we said.
Oh.
All right.
Is that one of our sponsors, Casey?
That would be El Dorado Bumping Disco and Arcade. Bump, bump, bump your ass off.
Oya gaba! Oya gaba!
They had the best ski ball in Coney Island. They freaking ruined it.
Ski ball. The secret behind ski ball is to bank the shot. Got to bank the shot.
Number 179.
The master. He's a master.
Where are you from? Say it again. Cold Spring, New York. There they are.
Cold Spring, where the fish hatchery is?
No, that's Cold Spring Harbor.
Oh, Cold Spring Harbor, okay.
All right, number 48.
Mr. Huntington,
my uncle stole a fish from that hatchery. No. He's a swear to God. True story.
Watch out. Stand back from the breasts and nobody will get hurt.
I'm a little afraid.
It's the polka mermaids. They've got an accordion. They know how to use it.
What is she doing? Pretty coloring.
Look at this, Chris.
Wow.
Number 7. Does she look delectable?
Very day glow. Right.
She's being picked up by satellites.
She's made of orange Tic Tacs. She's got a... What? Oh, we don't want anybody...
Those are Tic Tacs.
They shouldn't be doing something like that. No. Step right up to the judges.
Come closer.
Please.
I am Coral Patra.
And what's going on in the background?
And here he is from Nathan's.
He's got nothing on him. He's got vests. He's got chaps on.
Since 1960.
What, you got some fries? What do you got in the bag, sir?
What's in the bag, honey bun? His water. His water and a book. What are you reading?
I thought you brought fries for the judges or something. All right, well, thanks for coming to the Mermaid Parade.
He's from the Nathan's and Oceanside.
All right.
Here comes some more crazy SOBs.
Icebreakers.
Coney Island Icebreakers.
And Rabbi Abraham.
The rival group of the polka.
150.
Rabbi Abraham.
Tell you some nuts.
Oh, you got skizzy medicine.
He was eating those Tic Tacs. They probably have blue all over them.
Daniel?
Thank you.
Yeah, don't eat the Tic Tacs, kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is...
Linda, he doesn't eat anything. Don't worry. Trust me.
Rabbi Abraham.
If he ate those, it'd be fine.
The Coney Island Icebreakers.
Push-ups. We need push-ups. Demand push-ups.
Hey, Rabbi, come on down and do a push-up, would you?
Push-ups. Give us five. Five.
Do we have an EMT standing by? Rabbi, come on down and do a push-up in front of the reviewing stand.
We have a doctor on the reviewing stand.
We do have some CPR specialists here.
song, Otis Redding song.
Is it me or do the icebreakers get smaller every year? What's going on? What's happened? The ice melts, of course.
Push-ups! Push-ups!
There we go! All right, the rabbi's going to do one-handed push-ups right here on Surf Avenue.
Rabbi Abraham!
Amazing.
I don't want to take any responsibility for this.
Thank you, Rabbi. Eigesund.
Gesagesund.
Thank you, icebreakers.
Mazel tov, Rabbi.
Mazel tov. Thank you.
Is that a Burger King crown he's got on?
Thank you, kid.
It's a Burger King kippah. That's yarmulke.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's hour three of the Mermaid Parade coming up.
Featuring number 63, the East Village Sea Monster Marching Band. Look at these kids, all the way from the EV. Hey kids, welcome to Coney Island.
Don't dismiss him, you're
rocking. Number 63.
Queen do that?
We got about another hour to go, so. Oh, look at the coordination in this group, Kay.
Rough parade, boys.
What an ensemble. Now check this out.
Here's something you don't see every day.
I'll say, and you're looking for it, I'll have to say, Chris.
I'm finding a new part of my personality.
What's the idea behind this?
What's your number? Where are you from? Are you with the folks?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The name of the troop, Chris. Number 64, Chris, this would be the
Good World Band, yeah. Hey,
there you have it. Number 64.
Number 64,
Kate.
Judges.
Kate of Poodle World.
Kate of Poodle World, did you say? Hey, Kate. Come on down.
Isn't this spectacular? All right.
Hey, folks and photographers, I'm going to ask you again, please keep out of the way of the parade. We need to keep things moving.
The first mermaid to circumnavigate the globe in 80 days, Chris. I have no idea.
They have rides up here. Yeah, they're good.
We have a winner.
Wow.
Finally, some beer.
Whoa. I'll take the Belgian Creek Ale, $5.59.
I've got some Grolsch.
I don't think so.
Put some water in it. David, grab some water.
Wait a minute, she's got something to say to the judges.
I wanted to bring you beer from around the world, and as I've been around the world, I couldn't wait to get back to Coney Island, because Coney Island is the best place to be a mermaid.
Coney Island, the best place to be a mermaid.
She looks beautiful this year, man.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, baby.
Nice job on the float, number 64.
That's the most beautiful thing, isn't it?
Very nicely done.
Very nice. Number 65, exposed bush.
Say that again, Kay.
Number 65, exposed bush.
King and queen are here. Okay, we're going.
All right, and who do we have behind exposed bush?
Hey,
Can I ask you guys to shove over?
Number 6-8. Oh, a sailor and his mermaid.
David.
Yes.
Hockey.
Oh, they're going to have a good time here at Coney Island, where love blossoms.
Say? Mermaid sisters, here they are, number 69. Happy to be in the mermaid parade.
There's a number the judges can't forget.
Here come our newly elected King Neptune and Queen Mermaid.
Who the hell is the woman?
David Johansen. And
there he is!
Sky.
A true rock and roll legend.
Kiss.
The voice behind the New York Dolls.
With Todd Robbins,
the
professor.
Todd Robbins as well.
Okay, David wants the mic.
Give him a mic, Kay. Kay, can you give our king a mic?
David Joe.
Thank you, my poor suffering best. I mean masses. The aroma from this crowd is overwhelming. We are going to give perfume to everyone, and lots of it, cheap perfume. I just want to go on to say, the great experiment in democracy has failed. We are here to alleviate your suffering. We haven't been out of the palace since Abe Beam was mayor. We had no idea how bad it had gotten. We are here. Tell us, what can we do to alleviate your suffering?
Give us free housing.
I feel like Sid Arthur. I just came out and the whole place has gone to hell. Here is my queen.
Hello, fellow mermaids, mermaids, and all lovely creatures! We gather here today not only to celebrate the rights of summer, but of individualism, freedom of expression, pagan rituals, ancient and the historic Coney Island, which we must reserve, the beloved home of the hot dog.
Linda, he's talking to you.
And I want to say I am very happy and excited to be this year's queen of the mermaids. Mermaids! Long live mermaids!
They were fantastic. Merman,
mercat, merdogs. We will all pure ourselves today in the watery abyss of the Atlantic Ocean. Join us, the kingdom. We love you.
Let's hear it for our king and our queen, David Johansen. And Carmen Guy.
I'll bet he doesn't eat key lime pie.
I know that our king and queen will be joining us for that first swim in the Atlantic. Once the parade has come to a conclusion.
David, have you seen Buster Poindexter anywhere? He's in rehab, according to our king.
David Johansen!
David can now be heard on Sirius Satellite Radio as well. David Johansen's Mansion of Fun every Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. And in just a moment, we're going to start the ritual that involves the opening of the beach. But first, we're going to see the rest of the parade.
Ah, here's another one that came by twice. And what's your number, kids?
What fancy bicycles.
His dog ate his number. But you look charming. We love you. Thank
hey,
you.
Kay, I've seen my first Buffalo Springfield shirt today.
Oh, no. Rip it off. We need that.
Hey,
Princess Muriel is a mermaid, and she's number 7-1.
Wow, that is a nightmare. Look at that. Whoa. A plaid mermaid, Mark. Plaid.
At number 7-0.
That's my clan color. I must kill her.
They stole the number and they just decided to jump in. There they are.
Do you know it's exactly 6 months since Christmas?
Number 7-2, making it, God knows how many years worth of appearance here.
Oh, God, it's the,
I'll see you guys later.
It's the existentialist every year.
Oh, yeah, the existentialists, I remember them. They don't believe in anything.
What are they?
Hey, David, there's something you don't see every day, huh?
Everybody I know is an existentialist.
Oh, they're putting on a whole show here. All right, there's drugs to treat this too, right? despite what Tom Cruise says.
Well, there's a transfusion going on right now.
They are definitely not in the clear.
What the hell is going on?
Those aren't existentialists.
You want to cover the kids' eyes. You don't want them to be seeing that.
They're not existentialists. They're nihilists.
I'll tell you what, man. That's a lot of work for nihilists.
Is that why he's kneeling?
Putting that thing. Hey, thanks for coming to the Mermaid Parade. Or as I like to call it, my three-hour hallucination.
That's collective unconscious, Chris.
It certainly is.
Every year, those same guys.
Oh, the judges are getting drunk, and you know what that means. Prizes for everyone. Come on down, people. Anybody want half a key lime pie?
Yes.
Number 7-3, judges.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And they are the Tim Team from Brooklyn. Oh, we expect that. Yes.
You think these numbers actually mean anything?
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Look at that fantastic shark made out of carpet padding.
If you
want to
look at that list that I worked on for hours yesterday, it's okay with that.
Team Zisushi.
Team Zizu.
What the hell am I supposed
Welcome
to do with
to
that?
Welcome to the island, kids. All right.
You have a corkscrew?
I have no corkscrew, sir.
And here they are from Bloopy's Bar. And your number, honey bun, is number 7-5.
We got another sponsor there, Kay.
It's Bloopy's Bar, of course. And number 77.
Elvis.
No, Elvis. He was 10 years ago.
Elvis, yes.
And that hair is real. That's the best part.
That's what I've been hearing. He's got the horns to prove it. And look at number 80. Just a package of powerful polka fruit. She is looking so good with the bubbles.
That girl's getting third place.
She said, where are you from, baby? From Long Island, there she is.
More Long Island girls.
The Brooklyn Bombshells.
Here come the Brooklyn Bombshells. They're going to do a little dance. You going to do a little dance?
They're going to be doing the dance. Who said it?
This is awesome. Jeff.
Pads. What the hell?
It's soap. Too, by the way. Okay. A little topless mess never hurts.
Wow, love you.
I got a big roll, so I'm happy.
Let's start playing Bob Show. Have you put your hands together? They're working so hard.
Amateurs? I would have never known. Can you tell me when the swing revival is over?
Yes, I will. I'll wake you.
All right.
Oh, I feel a big finish coming on.
Oh, my God.
I feel a Brooklyn Bombshell review finish coming on.
something we don't need here is slow motion.
Woo! Hubba, hubba!
Woo! I think we're gonna get mooned!
Here we go!
It's a lot of razzle dazzle.
All right. How about that? They've been with us year after year. That's the best bombshell review we've seen. All right.
Hey, it's Fredini and he's gone native. Oh, don't shake your rump at me, boy.
I don't think we need to see that. Good Lord. Somebody take that man out.
That's the second ass crack I've seen today.
Also. Hey, look at this little dog down here. He's looking real fine.
Linda, right, sea creature.
Let's keep it moving, please.
We got more parade to go. How's it going out there? You enjoying the parade?
Look at these lovelies right here.
Five more mermaids.
Number 81.
Oh, he doesn't think that little iPod's going to do anything, does he?
Oh, they're doing that mermaid twist out there.
Yep.
Number 81. Got the routine going.
I got a t-shirt.
Is he playing some music out of that thing?
You need a t-shirt now?
I don't know, but we're never going to hear it.
You ain't kidding. Number 84.
Can they drink something here?
The Weimar Mermaids. Here they are.
Water Lever.
Direct from 1930.
Who do we got next, Kay?
Oh, now we've got number 90.
You are?
Look at that pair of beauties right there. Followed by the lost and lonely number 166. He's been hooked, he's been netted. And don't forget the batting range and go-kart city right here in Coney Island.
Hey, when I was 12 years old, I mistook the gas, the brake for the gas.
Oh,
it's the other way around.
You don't want to be doing that.
And got a groin injury on the go-karts here at Coney Island.
Look at that Mylar costume she's got. That's what you want to be concentrating on, is the Mylar costume.
Is that flammable or inflammable? I never can remember.
I believe this guy is from Bora Bador.
Number 104.
Siam
Mermaid. Look at this. Check it out.
And they say that.
We are Siamese, if you please.
And you know, you can never have enough last-minute preparations for the mermaid parade. For example, you might find some last-minute mermaids.
I wonder what the whole thought process was
then. And here they are.
So wait a minute, you girls woke up with a hangover and decided to come to the mermaid parade? Sounds like a plan.
That's how it works.
That's how most of this thing comes together.
They're looking real fine.
Woo! Beautiful, you look beautiful. Gorgeous.
Good Lord Almighty. If I were only
the mermaid parade continues here at Coney Island.
Chris, if I were only 5 years younger,
I'd make an announcement for a corkscrew.
Anybody out there got a corkscrew like a Swiss Army knife? We got a judge here who can't drink. Anybody.
Here they are, the mermaid prom queens. They're looking good.
I didn't go to my prom.
No,
I was working that night.
You didn't go like this. Okay?
I'm bitter.
Oh, they're looking so fine. Hey, baby.
To the prom.
All right.
Who else we got here?
It's a monk.
Oh, I got to see Debbie.
This is number 87. That's right.
Number 87. Keep her moving. We got plenty more parade. We got people behind you. Keep coming and speak to Kay.
You're looking good. All right, baby. Oh, my word, look what's on the back of this float. Didn't I see you under the BQE one day?
Debbie, the brown-haired mermaid, is always a favorite here at the parade.
All right, Chris, moving right along.
Number 88, judges, number 88.
Number 88, and they are...
This is very conceptual. What the hell's going on, David Johansen?
They're fish.
No, they're
in a cage.
But their minds don't have an imagination.
They're goldfish.
Goldfish, we should have known.
In a tank.
Goldfish in a tank.
Wow, very good.
All right, that's it.
I am present. I am fit not hung in the now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You must have great your SATs.
All right, goldfish in a tank. Thanks for coming down.
And now we're looking at some Viking mermaids here.
I wish one of those goldfish was floating at the top. That'd be cool. Oh my God,
and they are number 107. And they are?
The swim of the Valkyries.
The swim of the Valkyries. The swim.
From Bay Ridge, ladies and gentlemen, the Norwegian mermaids.
Wow, I like Norway.
Dan, it's Denmark. We're not Norway.
Excuse me, sorry.
But we would like to give a toast to the judges, to the king of the world, and the queen. And we would also like to bear you me for the rest of the hour.
Me?
Yeah.
Is that liquor?
Yes.
Do you have any aquavit? It's mermaid urine.
All right. It's a little mermaid urine. Is good for parade.
All right. Thanks for coming to the parade.
All right.
Come on down. We want to see more of you folks here.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Chris, look what we have here. My word, how absolutely stunning.
Judges, turn your attention to Surf Avenue.
Number 109.
For number 109.
They are looking good.
Beautiful evening dress, mermaid.
I am so drunk.
And number 110, Tony Idol.
I got it all put away now. I'll show you tonight, okay?
Tony Idol.
Tony Idol.
I've never seen that, show.
I-D-Y-L-L. All right. Looking good, kids.
They haven't much moved beyond the Coney Island.
I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Hit that concept, it was like a wall for them.
Yeah.
See y'all tonight.
Thank you. Number 119. There they are bearing the red glitter octopus. And number 116. Look at these babes.
Oh, this is cool.
Number 113.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, you're probably about to find out.
Synchronized shopping.
Synchronized shopping. There you go. We're just giving you the line. It's truly great. We're handing you the line.
Thanks, I need that. I've been doing this 17 years, and I'm glad you're here finally. What the hell? I need the assist.
I knew you needed help. That's why I came.
Sorry to chill with
you.
I've never seen anything like it. Judges, is that worthy of a prize?
That is absolutely.
Go, baby. 113.
Hang around after the parade. You're getting a trophy.
They could have filled those carts up with booze. It just occurs to me.
Well, it just occurred to me.
Number
114.
Oh, I'm so drunk. You gotta hook her up. Well, find out a friggin' number.
Number 114.
Number 114. They are from...
190 something.
From Park Slope. Oh my God, I didn't know they grew mermaids in Park Slope. Fantastic. There you go. Thank you, ladies.
You want me to move?
That'd be great.
Step forward, ladies. Number 105. 105.
Oh, nice.
Number 105.
105.
We got some space mermaids here, looking very sexy.
Very Jean-Paul Gaultier. Is the garbage down there? We got it.
Oh, I hear Elvis's theme.
Gus spoke Elvis.
It's so real. It's like you're really on the moon.
Is it me, or did we just hit a wormhole or something? What's going on here?
Space station.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So then a mirror, babe.
As we get closer to the parade, can you keep pushing the mermaid parade? Thank you.
Hi!
Marching unit person has their
come bum rushing the reviewing stand. The mermaids, as in the mer space station. Get it?
You were after Katya, right? Okay.
Nice. Nicely done.
Talk to you in a bit. Katya, what's your number? What's your number?
195.
Come on down. Great to have you at the parade. Katya, come on down.
Katya and her friends are
195.
Right. 196 is Daryl's baby.
The mermaid.
I don't even have a pen anymore.
Write it down. Come on. You got to hook her up.
I'll deal it. I'll promise you'll win. I just got to like wake up.
There's the pen.
I've lost like five already.
Uh-oh.
Man, look, you see I already wrote it down.
All right.
This is a mess. What category? Is she a boy or a girl?
Girl, Littlest Mermaid.
What's her name? Daughter of Daryl.
Justine LaVere.
Let's hear for the mermaids! Mermaids. Nice. Shake it, ladies. Shake it.
It's also a push pull.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Hey, David, what'd you think of that act, huh?
Thank you, ladies.
Busy.
Beautifully done. Thanks for coming from the former Soviet Socialist Republic.
Chris, we want to remind everybody that tickets for the Mermaid Ball are on sale right now. See a Coney Island, USA Mermaid Parade volunteer.
The great communist experiment has failed. Royalty has returned. The Tsar and Tsarina.
Yeah, like he said, like the king said, the King David Johansen, right here.
All right.
Born in Staten Island, here in Brooklyn, for the Mermaid Parade.
Uh-oh. Don't forget, Brooklyn, Staten Island is your sister city.
Woo! Calamity Jane presents the Coney Island Wild Web Show.
After these card-playing mermaids, they're my parents. They're here from Cleveland.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Nicely done, ladies. I like the blow-up part of the whole thing there.
All right, don't...
This is so ironic, because it's alcohol that really decimated all of the Native American tribes, is it not? That's how ironic is that?
Hey, it's fire water.
That's yours.
Fire
Chris.
Water.
Let me see.
Remember,
that's
alcohol.
Your annual take.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
He takes one home every year. That's it.
Let me see. See with your eyes.
Don't forget the ghost hole in 12th Street Amusement and Ronnie and Susie.
The Coney Island card sharks coming through. Do you feel lucky?
I am.
Poker. Do you punk?
I'm holding a good hand right now, Chris.
That's my advice. Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
That's it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, let me get one, lady.
Oh.
Hey, look at this. While you're looking at that poker dude, here we have Aaron's parents from Cleveland right
from
here.
From Cleveland, Ohio?
This guy just sit there. Right there.
Hey, judges!
Cleveland is part of our sister city program.
Judges, we're heading for the end of the parade. Prepare yourselves.
Yet another sister city, Cleveland, Ohio.
Get ready, we're near the end.
Thanks, ladies, for coming. The judges are now boldly screaming out for booze.
There's nothing wrong with that. And some other things.
Where is the dignity?
It was 6 months to the day from Christmas and to Christmas.
Yes, that's
number
right. It's 6 months until Christmas.
Number
143, judges.
And here's Santa and Mrs. CLAWS.
No one's ever done that before.
Look at those claws.
Sandy Claws. Thanks for coming to the beach, eh?
The sanity clause.
Yeah, there ain't no sanity clause. Ladies and gentlemen, you're
that
at the Mermaid
has a
Parade.
State shirt.
Number 131.
I swear to God.
Oh, it's like Venice. They got like a whole Venice thing going on here, huh?
Indeed.
The Venetian Mermaids.
Carnival in Coney Island.
That's influenced the right.
Nice to have you at the parade.
Beautiful costumes and sets.
And who else is coming along, Kay?
People without numbers, people without costumes, people without clothes, people without scruples. It's
Where's
terrible.
The people without clothes?
And up here on a...
In their chainmail, they're looking pretty fine.
Up here on a reviewing stand, we're without dignity.
And they are
no
number,
dignity
God
whatsoever.
Knows what. Number 198.
The shake with the Jewish star.
Number one.
Yes, number 133.
Did you say Fanuc or Farouk?
Farouk.
That's Farouk. You should be in a Cadillac. A red one.
It's Farouk Schwartz.
Hey, Farouk. Farouk you. That's what I've got to say. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
The exit is that way. Egress. Egress.
Through the egress.
Oh, some more zombies.
You're in the third hour of the Mermaid Parade, ladies and gentlemen.
Zombies of the Caribbean, number 134.
Oh, are the zombies the guys that are pulling the thing? I get it now.
That's it. That's pretty much it. That's the long and short of it.
Come on down. More Mermaid Parade to see.
Number 125.
Oh, wow, what do we got here, Kay?
Well, I'm afraid to ask.
I laughed my ass off.
Southern Bells. Here they are. The Southern Bell Mermaids, number 125.
Nice.
Atlantis is burning. Atlantis is burning.
Look at Bush.
Oh, look at him.
Isn't that something?
Somehow he's our president. How did it happen?
The great experiment in democracy has failed.
Thank you.
Royalty is your only answer.
The Divine Right Party.
Well, with the way his family's going, it is royalty. American royalty.
Hang them high.
And really, people don't know this, but that's Jeb Bush in that outfit. That's what's really hilarious about it. Jeb Bush dressing up like his brother.
Please be paying mermaids
some help. See you later, GW.
Gone fishing.
Our great experiment in atomic power has failed, has it not?
196, remember. Huh? 195, 196.
The missile dick text.
Just grab the mic.
How are you?
Into that category.
I haven't seen you in an age. The Good. Missile Dick Chicks.
Can you plug the t-shirt?
All right.
Thanks for coming along with GW. Kick him in the ass. Get him out of here.
Right along.
We got t-shirts to sell.
Number 165, Merm 80s. There they are from the 80s.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't purchased a Mermaid Parade t-shirt yet, do so, please. It's the easiest way to support Coney Island USA, the organization behind the Mermaid Parade. Don't forget the Mermaid Parade Ball, this year new and improved, held at Velocity starting at 6 p.m.
All right.
Buy a ticket.
Number 194. We don't want to ask.
What is that? It's a fly? A human fly? I spell F-L-Y. I say buzz, buzz, buzz.
And it's just because.
And Chris,
yes.
157.
Oh, a lot of fishnet going on over there, girls. You got some clowning going on here at the Mermaid Parade.
All right.
Little stripper dance.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Number 147, looking to go.
Hey, y'all corny, man. Fuck the hula hoops. Let's
All
go back
right.
to the
Keep it going, baby.
And here comes the Mermaid Ball banner, once again, held at Velocity this year.
Should I have a drink?
where Henderson's used to be.
Get your tickets to the Mermaid Ball starting at 6 p.m.
Oh, I think I see the end of the parade, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. Once the parade is over, the king and queen open up the beach for the summer swimming season. Who do we got here, Kay?
We got the School of Fish, class 2005, right here. All right, they're learning their lessons.
Are those Coney Island whitefish?
I will.
Huh?
I made them sign their names.
Wait, you
thank you, children.
Awards, like, all right. Okay.
And look at these babies right here, number 152.
Oh, there's some rump action, huh?
There you go, girl. There you go.
The rump action, very popular with the judges.
Yes.
The Ocean Grill House, is that one of our sponsors?
It is.
Thanks
number
for coming.
Number 171, Chris. Number 171, there she is.
Number 171.
And number 204.
Number 204, judges.
3-inch heels. How do you
beautiful
like that?
Little mermaid with a kind of a Mexican theme going on there.
Mexican theme.
I've been at this for 2.5 hours.
All right, Chris, number 299.
299, the judges want to know, is there beer in that thing? Well, give it a year.
We need to be over here, man.
Oh, I see the end of the parade, but don't worry. Once the parade's over, the king and queen, along with Dick D. Ziggin, will lead you down to the waterfront for the ritual opening of the beach. Who's next, Kay? Who's last?
Too soon, Chris, because, you know, 10 degrees cooler at the shore. No, I'm baking out here.
It is hot today, eh?
Hey, look, a guy with a video camera on his
come head. On along. Let's go. Let's
hey,
bring it down
friend
here,
Chris.
Please.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris, you're a young man.
Bring it right down here, please.
Oh, this is going to do it for the 2005 Mermaid Parade. Everybody having a good time?
They better move that motherfucker.
She's in her element, ain't she?
Way down there.
And these boys just want to dance in public.
Looking good, ladies.
Belly dances. Uh-oh.
Samba, New York, ladies and gentlemen. Samba!
After that, the drive to Flushing Meadows for the great Billy Graham.
Sit here today and go repent with Billy.
Samba!
All right.
Judges.
Neptune and Mermaid looking real blue.
Oh, nice! The judges who could were shaking their rumps.
I dream of
number 132, Miss Mermaphrodite.
Oh, you know what that means. Always got a date on Saturday night.
Hey, exactly.
Oh, the end is near. Have no fear. The end is near. of the 23rd annual Mermaid Parade. Don't drop that hermaphrodite.
Yeah, let's be careful of that, Dave.
Thanks for coming.
Don't trip over your tail, honey.
There's one more, I think.
Here come the MetroCard family again.
What happened to the poop people? The poop and the fly guys.
There you go. There's another crew right there.
Oh, who's the little Mohawk mermaid?
What's the number? What's your number?
Nice outfit.
Number what number? Number 202.
Are those all the subways that are out of service? Is that what he's going?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Submermaid.
Always good for the ukulele. Ukulele is what I'm going to say.
Kay, that's the first Donovan I've heard at the Mermaid Parade, huh?
You never have enough of that.
Yeah.
I'm a ukulele player.
Thank you. All right.
Who are you calling a mama?
182. Step forward, please, ladies.
All right. I gotta get the awards.
I'm a stare. How do you do that? I've been trying to do that for years.
Okay, every judge who had a responsibility.
Oh, they're here to bribe the judges. Judges, look up and listen up, judges.
I know. It's crazy. Beer, judges! Beer!
They're the Siamese twin mermaids.
Little Sam Adams for you. Live parrots. Look at these macaws. Are those macaws?
They're parrots for peace.
Oh, the parrots for peace.
Linda, sea creature right there.
These parrots are amazing.
Don't be glitter. Don't be glitter, you little glitter. Siamese koi mermaid.
All right.
Thank you, Siamese koi mermaids.
Chris, that's it.
That'll do it for the Mermaid Parade.
The 23rd annual Mermaid Parade.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere yet. We've got David Johansen, our King Neptune, Cardinal, our Queen. They're going to head down to the beach with Dick Ziggin and open the water for the summer swimming season. That's going to happen in a few minutes. I'm going to hand the mic over to David.
All right. After judges, come on.
Four with the Dick Ziggin Orchestra featuring the vocal stylings of Miss Fonda Peters.
What do you got?
Miss Fonda Peters.
Maggot Ship, number one.
Wait, slower. What?
Maggot Ship.
What was the category? I forgot.
Starting at 6 p.m. running until at least midnight. Over at Velocity.
Maggot Ship, number one.
I didn't see it. I was looking everywhere for it.
I thought they went near the end.
Okay. I'm going to say poop.
Sorry, I can't talk.
Let me get on the other side of you.
The judges are figuring out who gave the best bribes right now.
Go ahead, Linda, keep going.
And we're going to get underway with our ceremony in just a moment. But first, I want to introduce our King Neptune. You may remember him from the New York Dolls. How many Dolls fans out there? Let's see the hands. One of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. And I'm not saying that just because he's standing here.
Oh, yes, you are.
Of course, Buster Poindexter, who's now in rehab.
Go.
The Harry Smiths as well. And now a star of Sirius Satellite Radio. I give you David Johansen.
Am I supposed to make a speech?
Yes.
I should have thought of that.
Come, my queen.
I
am not going to be the kind of mayor that tells the good people of Chicago not to eat cabbage. I am not going to be the kind of mayor who tells the good people of Chicago not to stay home from church and sleep in on Sunday mornings.
I'm running out of stuff here.
I am not going to be the kind of mayor who tells the good people on Coney Island not to eat hot dogs. I am not going to be the kind of mayor who tells the good people of Chicago not to have a good time at the Mermaid Day festivities. And now I would like to hand the microphone over
to the beautiful Carmen Guy, the queen of the Mermaid Parade.
Thank you. Hail to the king. Hello again, people, fellow mermaids, mermen, and the earthly creatures. I want to just say mermaids exist in all cultures and have existed since the dawn of time, hinting, in fact, at the beginning, the origin of life, which began in the sea. And I want to say, Viva mermaids, mermen, merdogs, mercats, Viva Coney Island, and let's go purify ourselves now in the watery abyss of the Atlantic Ocean!
And so ends Communication Breakdown number 8. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with a new Communication Breakdown, which will probably be all about my trip to Seattle. That's right, I'm going to Seattle, Washington for the first time ever. I hope to get lots of audio while out there and assemble it into some kind of show. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank God we're at the end. I've got to take a wicked leak.